Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
My heart is crying, crying.
Jackie Wilson bringing us back. 23 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. We're still having fun here on the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Chester Elton is our guest. He's a great long-term BrainTrust member. He's the author, co-author of What Motivates Me, along with his co-author, Adrian Gostick. He's the founder of The Culture Works, and he's our good friend, Chester. Welcome back to the show.
Thanks so much, Jim.
It's good to have you with us. Thanks for staying with us, and we're continuing our conversation, folks, on what I'm going to call the power of gratitude. How about that, Chester? How's that for a title? The power of gratitude.
I like it. Could be a book.
Did I get that? I got that from you, didn't I? it ought to be a book. So, you were telling us, folks, the point here is, and I'll refer back, as Chester, to surveys or research, I should say, on exit interviews for the last half century, where the top three or four reasons why people left a company were not compensation. It was things that are associated with, you could easily say, are associated with not being appreciated, not feeling that there was any gratitude for you in your work or any fulfillment. And so that's what we're talking about, folks. These are intangibles. Because isn't that what an operation really runs on, is intangibles as much as anything? Isn't that how you get to that sweet spot, Chester, is to find those intangibles?
Absolutely. And again, this idea of being grateful for your customers, being grateful for the people that work with and for you. You know, you talk about this idea of feeling appreciated. What we found was a really interesting little data point was that the recognition that people appreciated above everything else wasn't always appreciation from their boss or supervisor, but from their peers. So this mm-hmm. idea of peer-to-peer recognition. Well, again, back to the Berkeley study, which was kind of interesting. What they did as part of their experiment is they had people keep a gratitude journal. And I love this idea where, and you didn't have to do it every day, but at a few times a week, you had a little book or you did it on your phone or whatever, and you jotted down something you were grateful for. Maybe it was a beautiful sunrise or something in nature. Maybe it was a conversation with an old friend. Maybe it was an interaction with a family member, something that happened at work. And you wrote it down and you broadcast it. You shared it with someone. So this idea of a gratitude journal, you said that sometimes you might have three or four or five things, but you take one thing and you focus on that. They found that if you could do that over a couple of months, that the positive impact on you would last for up to 6 months.
Wow.
So again, as we looked at that and lowering all those things, lowering, you know, anxiety and, mm-hmm. and less likely to be depressed and so on. So we looked at businesses that were doing something similar. And we talked before the break about a gratitude wall. A wonderful company in the UK called Pets at Home. They have a break room in the back. You know, they deal in pet adoptions and pet toys and so on. It's a lot like Petco here mm-hmm. or something of that nature. And they created, and you love it, they called it the carrot patch. And they allowed employees to recognize.
Now we're starting to see the connection here, folks.
Yeah, there you go. And they have these little cards and a Sharpie, and they'd write something, interaction with a customer, an interaction with one of the pets, you know. But mostly what they were finding is it was peer-to-peer. You know, Sam was grateful to Susan for helping out with inventory or helping to stock a shelf. And this peer-to-peer recognition really took off in the carrot patch.
Mm-hmm.
And so it was really interesting. It was your way of broadcasting it and being grateful. Well, and not surprisingly, Pets at Home is regularly ranked as one of the best places to work in the UK. In fact, a couple of years ago, was the best place.
Well, this is when the special sauce grows organically within the organization rather than being promoted and fostered and maybe even driven by the leadership.
Exactly. You know,
has to create an environment and promote a culture that allows for this.
See, that's exactly right. The leaders create the framework, but then you empower your people around it. You give them permission, and you energize
them. And then get out of their way.
Turn them loose. Exactly. You know, a good friend of mine had a great line. He said, you know, when people show up for their first day at work, they're excited. They got the job. They're engaged. They're enthusiastic. And your job as a leader is to not screw that up.
Exactly. I love that. Don't screw it up. That's a good one. So I got time for one more.
Well, here's the other thing is this, again, peer-to-peer. Athletes, when you ask them what their greatest accolades are, it's what comes from their peers, you know, voting them to the Pro Bowl and so on. Give your people the opportunity. And now there are a lot of really great apps. There's one that's called Pat on the Back that you can download and that companies have where you can send little electronic texts to each other. And it records it and puts it on a little like company Facebook. Huh. And it promotes it throughout the day. How many nominations did you get, but how many nominations did you give? And they're a wonderful little electronic way to empower your employees to tell them how much you're grateful
right.
for them.
And as a man who makes payroll on Friday, though, Chester, I got to say, hey, folks, be sure you're doing your work while you're doing all this stuff, too.
Exactly.
I had to be the Grinch a little bit there. Hey, Chester, thanks for being here. I need your website one more time.
It's thecultureworks.com. We've got all kinds of fun articles and stuff there. And we'll be putting our interview here with Jim on there. We love the program. We love the power of gratitude. And we hope we made your day a little better.
And I'm grateful. I'm still grateful for you, Chester, always. Thanks for being here. Come back soon.
You bet, my friend. Take care.
Chester Elton, ladies and gentlemen. He'll be back another day.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.